Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your kindness. Lord, we thank you for heat. Lord, it's snowing outside. We thank you for the snow. We thank you for the heat. Thank you for the building. Thank you for our cars that we can get here. And thank you for our church, Lord. You're very kind to us, Lord. And we are grateful. Thank you for the Bible class, Lord, and discussing all these things about humility, Lord. Please teach us and show us the areas in our life where we're not humble, Lord, or maybe we don't see it. Sometimes we don't recognize things like we talked about. We don't even recognize some of our sins sometimes. So help us and show us, Lord. And thank you for Dorian putting that study together, Lord. And now we're going to sing songs and praise you, Lord. And I just pray that we can focus on the words. I pray that the things I have to say would be glorifying to you and helpful, Lord. But mostly I just pray that we sing because we love you. So give us a heart to love you as we worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this song says, "Be strong in the Lord, victory is sure when you call on His name, and rejoice for the victory is yours." So it's talking about victory. And I was thinking about victory, and there's worldly victory, right? And then there's victory in the Christian realm. And the worldly kind of victory, it reminded me of my son. When he played Little League Baseball, he got put on this team one time. They're 10, 11 years old, and they had this coach who was kind of weird. So he's like this diesel mechanic guy, but he was really into like psychology stuff, right? And he's the baseball coach. Anyway, the team goes through the whole season and doesn't win a single game. Nothing, right? At the end of the season, he sets the boys down and he pulls this psychology stuff, whatever. He goes, "Well, guys, you know, we had some hurdles that we had to get over, and we got over the hurdles, and that's victory." I'm like, "Victory? My foot? We didn't win a game. Like, there's no victory at all. These kids don't care about hurdles and psychological victories. They want to win a game, right? That's winning the game. That's victory. Getting the trophy. Winning the game. Getting the prize, right? That's worldly victory. Nothing bad with that necessarily, but that's not how it is in the spiritual realm with victories. And I was thinking of two examples in my life. One was I had to meet this guy for the first time at this job site at the Lakeside Mall. The Lakeside Mall used to be a regular mall, but it's been converted into businesses and stuff. But anyway, I had to meet this guy there because he's the framer and he has to lay out his holes and I got to show him where we're going to core holes, blah, 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 blah. Well, I meet him and he's this big, burly, long-haired, big dude. Looks like a big lumberjack guy. And I'm like, wow, kind of intimidating, right? So anyway, we're talking and stuff, and we have to go down the escalator to the food court because the mall's still going, but we're building up on this other section. So there's a food court down there. We're going down the escalator, and he goes, "Yeah, at lunchtime around here, there's a lot of nice things to look at down here." Talking about the girls, right? And I'm like, I got to say something. Like, I got to defend my faith. I got to say something for the Lord. And I said, I just looked at him and I go, "Well," and trust me, it's really hard to do that to a big burly dude. It's not like it's some little kid, right? It's this big burly dude. And I go, "Well, I'm a Christian, so I don't look at girls like that." And he looks at me and he goes, "That's cool." I was like, "Whoa, that's a victory. Yeah." Right? And to this day, he's still my friend, like a really good friend, right? So I'm like, "Oh, that's victory. Yes." Then fast forward a couple years. Now I'm doing a job at DU. We're doing this big school addition or whatever. And this electrician comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, Ivan, I noticed you don't cuss." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "How do you do that?" And I'm like, I'm going to stand up for my... I said, "By the power of God." And he like looked at me like I was from Jupiter, man. He's like... What? That guy never talked to me again. He thought I was a weirdo. Like, never, right? So it looks like there's no victory there, right? But you know what? The first situation, the guy's still my friend today. The second situation, that guy's not my friend. He thought I was a weirdo. But you know who's still my friend? Jesus. So I made a stand for the Lord. And I had victory. Even though it didn't look like victory, I didn't win the prize. The guy didn't go, "Oh, great." He looked at me like I was weird. I still had the victory because I'm pleasing my Lord, right? So see, sometimes our battles can come different ways, but if you want to have victory, no matter what, just stand up for the Lord, stand up for what you believe, and no matter what, if you're pleasing the Lord, it's a victory no matter what. As Christians, we never doubt the power of God when it comes to things like this song talks about. It says, "Ah, Lord God, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power." Like, we have no problem believing that God spoke everything into existence, the solar system, the stars, all the way down to the little bugs and cells and us and the plants. And we have no problem believing that. Yeah, God has got all the power. He can do anything. But sometimes I think when it comes to His counsel, like, see here, it says great in counsel. Somewhere up there, it says great in counsel, right? Great and mighty God, great in counsel. When it comes to that, I think sometimes we start to doubt a little bit, right? And what I mean is this. God tells us, love your enemy, right? He tells us to turn the other cheek. He tells us to lend to people without expecting to be paid back. It also tells us to forgive everyone who sinned against us, right? And we think these are hard to do, and they are. These things are very hard to do. Some of the commands of God are very hard. But see, if we seek the counsel of God and ask Him to help us, He will. It's not too difficult for Him, right? The same God who created everything is the same God that can give you counsel and give you the power to do it, right? We shouldn't doubt that. So whether you need counsel being a husband, a wife, a parent, a kid, a neighbor, a friend, whatever it is, God, we can open up the Bible and we need to let the Bible teach us how to do things. And God, the great counselor, has the power to counsel us and give us the power to do His commands, right? So we just can't doubt. I think we doubt. I know I do. Like, somebody come up to me and said, lend me some money, and I got to go, well, I'm not going to get paid back. I'm not. That's going to be hard for me to do, right? Or forgive some guy, whatever. Like we were talking about this morning, forgiving is a hard thing to do. But if we seek God and let Him teach us, go to His Word, He's the great counselor, He has the power to counsel us to do His commands. Okay, in this song here, it says at the top line, Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. The bottom of that paragraph, it says, now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. In the bottom paragraph, it says, come now and within me a new heart create. And I was looking at this song and I thought, you know, this song is for the Christian and the non-Christian both. How it's a song for the non-Christian is this. If you're not a Christian, the most important thing you need before you die is to be perfectly whole and to be whiter than snow, right? And to have this new heart, right? Because if you don't have that, you're going to face God and you're going to be judged and you're going to be accountable for all your sins. So see what Jesus did on the cross to make you whole, to make you white as snow, is He paid for your sins by absorbing the wrath of God in your place. And then He gave you His righteousness. That's what makes us perfectly whole. No sin and perfectly righteous. And that's the only way you can get to heaven is if you have those two things. Right? And we can't get them on our own. It's only by what Jesus did on the cross. So that's how this song applies to the unbeliever. Right? And that's the most important thing. If Jesus isn't the ruler of your life, and you don't love Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength as best you can, and your life isn't being guided by the Lord, if He's not the most important thing, you need this song and you need the Lord to make you whiter than snow. But if you're here today and you're a Christian, though, see, it's a little different. See, if you're a true believer, when God regenerated you and He saved you, right, you were clean. You're as white as snow. All your sins were forgiven. And you're perfectly righteous in the sight of God. When He looks at you, He sees no sin and He sees perfect righteousness because of what Jesus did. The problem is, we still have remaining sin. We still have our flesh, right? And we start to get a little bit unclean, right? And if you're a true Christian, when you start to recognize sin in your life, you don't like it. If you're a true Christian, you won't like it. Like, I don't like being dirty like this. I want to be clean, right? It doesn't please my Lord because of the sin I have. I want to get away from that. That's when we go to the Lord. We say, Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. Help me. Wash me. Make me whiter than snow again. I want to be clean again, right? Create in me a new heart. We already have a new heart, but it gets the sin in there and we start to get dirty, right? So see, we got to run back to the Lord because we love Him. If we love the Lord, we don't want to be in our sin. We want to be like Him because He's perfect and holy. We want to be like Him, and we also want to be like Him because it pleases Him. It doesn't please Him when we stay in our sin. He wants us to go to Him and go, God, help me. I want to be whiter than snow. So as we sing this song, let's just think about things in our life that, like, Lord, I'm kind of dirty in this area, whatever it is. I'm not clean. I'm not as white as snow. Help me. Grant me repentance so that I can be like You and be whiter than snow. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that what You did on that cross, Lord, makes us whole. We thank You that it makes us whiter than snow, which, Lord, just means that we're sinless in Your eyes and we're righteous in Your eyes by what Your Son did. It's not on us, Lord. It's nothing we did or we can do. We can't even do it. It's what You did, and You give that to us, Lord. You're a great God, a kind, merciful God, that You're willing to give this salvation to us, Lord. And we are thankful for that. And I just pray, Lord, you know, sometimes, Lord, we get off the path, Lord. We're not on the narrow path. We get off the path. And all we got to do is run to You and ask You to help us. And You never say no. You won't say no. If we're trying to be like You and trying to please You, of course You're going to help us, Lord. And we can know that and trust in that, Lord. You'll never tell us no. So help us to do that, Lord. Help us to have a heart to be perfectly whole like You are. And Lord, I pray now, Lord, as we have a message, Lord, that we can learn things, Lord. Learn whatever it is that You have for us today, that we can learn about You, things in the Bible, Lord, that we can feed off of, Lord. So give us a hungry heart to feed off the words that we're going to hear today. In Jesus' name, amen.